Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, and I'm really happy to be here to be able to share some insights with you, some things that have been going on, things that I really want to get off my chest and give to you, because I've been having a lot of very interesting conversations with people over the past couple of weeks, and it's just stuff that's been coming up. There's a lot going on, as you know, we live certainly in very, very, very interesting times. And for a lot of people looking at that, they're going, well, I'm not sure where to go anymore. I don't know what the next steps are going to be. I don't know what to expect going forward. And I can't imagine, you know, all the things that are happening. People are saying this, people are saying that. The division I'm finding in society now between our society and people is like that. We're getting these groups, and normally the groups are, you know, there's a little bit of belief here, a little bit of belief here, there's a little bit of crossover, right? There's always some. And what's happening with a lot of times, a lot of the groups are now going further and further and further apart, where there's absolutely no crossover, so much so that people in this group can't even understand what these guys are saying. And these guys think the other guys are just absolutely crazy. They're saying things that don't make any sense whatsoever. And you and I are falling on one side or the other side, and you may or may not hear what I'm saying, and I may or may not hear what you're saying, although I do try hard to find myself in the middle for the most part and try to figure out what the other people are thinking. I want to know what's on the other side. I want to know what, you know, my side's thinking, and you know, try to find that ability to branch somewhere in the middle. Right now, the conversation that I'm having more often than not are people are terrified of this vaccine. I get it. I understand it. There are more and more information coming up and how, ineffective it is, number one. There was a study that came out last week that said right now, of all the people who have COVID who are in the hospital, 60% of them have been vaccinated. They received both shots. 60% COVID positive in the hospital suffering with COVID. Been vaccinated with two shots already. That ought to wake you up, right? So a lot of people are going, well, what is this? Is this a vaccine that's helpful? Is this something that is harmful? And I got to tell you, it's like I've been reading so many and digging so deep and hearing so many different doctors and getting different viewpoints on it. And, you know, for a lot of people, maybe this is all new for you. For me, it's not. I've been following the natural health world since about 1995 now, when I first got exposed to it by Tony Robbins. Had no idea about it whatsoever. I was just like most Americans, just going through life and, you know, just accepting everything that was thrown at me. I had no idea. And around that time, I started to really look at the packages, the food that I was buying, and looking at the ingredients and saying, this is no good, this is no good, can't have that. And I stopped buying a lot of the brands of things that I would have really bought before without even thinking about it. I'd just throw them in the cart and that would be it, right? And a lot of us are like that, whereas they're very trusting, right? There's a lot of stuff that wouldn't be on the market if it were really deadly and really harmful. And then as you start to get into it, you start to dig and you start to find things like, why is aspartame still on the market? Why? It's called NutraSweet and they change the name, they give it other brand names, but why is it still on the market? We know, and it's been proven for many, many decades now that it causes brain tumors. Why? Why is it still on the market? Why then are more than 5,000 chemicals being put in our food supply, right, that the FDA has never looked at, never approved? There's no studies on them. We don't know if they're healthy. We don't know if they're harmful. No idea. No studies are done, but generally accepted as safe. So, you know, here they are. They're in our food supply. Why? Well, a couple of things I want to share with you today. Number one, there is no money in healthy people. What? There's no money in healthy people. Healthy people don't require healthcare. They don't require drugs. No money in that. Bad business. Bad for business if you're healthy. There's also no money in peace. Think about that for a minute. There's no money in peace when there aren't any wars. There's no money. No money's changing hands. When a war comes about, right, governments will spend money without limits. They'll spend as much as they need to and then more. A lot of jobs are created. A lot of industries bloom and blossom and explode, right? And it's just like, so now you're seeing all of this come up to fruition right now. It's like all of a sudden we had, you know, a few years, 4 years under Trump with there weren't any wars, any new wars being started. And all of a sudden, you know, he's out of office and we've got stuff going on everywhere. And everywhere you look, there's conflict happening. Why is that? Well, that's part of the game, right? That's part of the plan, the grand plan, if you will. And why do we have open borders, right? We see it as a crisis. They don't. They see it as part of the plan. They're really excited. It's a win for them to have that happen. So we're looking at it and we're going, what in the world? So we're over here and they're over there. They're doing their thing. We're looking at that and going, none of this makes any sense, but to them it makes perfect sense. So it's confusing for a lot of people. A lot of people are looking at this vaccine and saying, you know, the government's saying it's safe. The FDA is, you know, hadn't approved it yet, and it doesn't seem like they're going to approve it, apparently, from what I'm reading today. It doesn't seem like it'll ever get final FDA approval. It's approved for emergency use only. It's experimental at best. And, you know, the doctors are reporting now that when they have vaccine-damaged patients, they try to report it, but guess what happens? The reports get bounced back. They don't accept them. So we're not even hearing the full scope of what's going on. So for a lot of people, they're waking up and they're going, wait a minute, we can't trust our media. We can't trust our doctors. We can't trust our government. We can't trust our FDA. And they're shocked by that. For those of us who have been in this world, in this battle for many, many years, like I said, I started in 1995. The more I recognize what was going on, I'm not shocked anymore by any of it. So the question for you is, well, what do you need to do? How do you need to protect yourself? What I'm doing, I'm reading everything, getting as much information as I can, doing everything I possibly can to be informed. And it really is striking to me, some people I see on Facebook or on other social media networks who are just repeating the media narratives. The things they're hearing on the news, they're just repeating them. Now, I got to tell you something. You know, for people who are not paying attention to the media, that narrative, and know more about it than just the headlines, don't do that, right? Because you don't look brilliant. You don't look smart. You just look like a puppet. You're just, you know, towing the company line and putting out the same stuff that I could get if I tune into any of the major news networks. Not helpful. A lot of us know a lot more. And you want to be one of those who is well informed as well. I've been telling you this since the beginning of this, is stay informed, stay informed. Look beyond the headlines. Dig deeper, dig deeper. If you don't know where to go, start asking questions. There's a lot to learn. A lot of things are popping and happening right now that you really need to know about. If you don't know, it's going to catch you by surprise. A lot of people are contacting me and saying, okay, I've learned everything I need to know about this vaccine. It's a hard no for me too. And how do I tell my family members? They're so convinced that it's fine. They can't wait to get their appointment. They're celebrating it. What do I need to do? And the truth of the matter is, it's like as much as we want to do something, we really can't do anything other than bring them the information and let them make their own decisions. Now, a lot of people are reporting, I'm bringing them the information. They're not even looking at it. They don't want to hear it. They just want to go do the thing, get the vaccine, move on with life. That's the promise, right? Get the vaccine and life goes back to normal. And that's what they want. They want their life back. And they think if that's all they have to do is agree to this shot or two, they're fine. They're going to take it. They don't want to hear anything else. They don't want to hear that it may harm them permanently. They don't want to hear that they may suffer irreversible damage. They don't want to hear that, you know, people are dying from this vaccine. They don't want to hear any of that stuff. Hard to tell them. So what do you need to do? You need to bring them the information. That's our job. That's our duty, I think it is, to share the information with them and let them, from that point forward, make up their minds what they're going to do. And we got to step back at that point so we can't do anything more. We can't. We can't hold them back and say you can't do it. Got to let them go. Got to let them do what they're going to do. And to be prepared emotionally for, you know, whatever may come next. If it doesn't work out for them, if it doesn't work out well, if they've got challenges with it, we have to be prepared for that. I know that's hard to hear, but it's what we got to do, you know, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing that with my family members who have gotten vaccinated. And, you know, I've told them, I've shared the information, I've done my part. So I can walk away and say, well, you know, I shared it with them. I let them know what it is and what it isn't. And, you know, they have to make up their own minds, and they do. So for you, it's the same thing. You've got to be strong. You've got to continue to be on top of things and dig deeper. Stop using Google. That's number one. Google is all censored now. There's no more free flow of information. Google was the search engine of the world before. That's no longer the case. The search engine now has been cleaned up, and it only shows, you know, what's part of the narrative. Anything beyond that, they're not showing. So, you know, my videos are getting blocked. My posts are getting blocked, and so be it. You know what? If I reach one person, I've done my job for today, right? And that's all I'm really looking for is you want to reach one person, you want to talk to one person, you want to get the message out to just one person. That's all you really need to do. It doesn't have to go out to 100,000 people. It'd be nice if it did, but it doesn't have to, right? So just let it be what it's going to be and share the information with whoever you can. I'm putting stuff on different social media sites where it's not getting banned. And boy, this stuff is getting shared like crazy over there. kind of fun. You know, new social media networks and there's no censorship and you're putting this stuff out there and bam, 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 people are sharing it and sharing it, sharing it. Great. That's where we want to be, right? Because, you know, censoring it and keeping the information from people is not helping anybody. You think it is. It's, you know, it's towing the company line or holding up the old media narrative there, whatever the narrative is that they're trying to push for today. And, you know, you're not helping anybody by that. So you really got to be the one. And I like to be the one with the information, right? And I've always been that. And people always turn to me. Rob knows the answers. Rob has the answers. I've always been that. I always dig deep and I always figure out what's going on. I always have an eye for the future. In other words, I can tell you, based on what I know is happening today, here's what I expect to happen in the future. I'm not that good at it right now because it's a little bit crazy out there and there are way too many variables to figure it out. Normally it's, you know, some variables, 3, 4, 5, 10 different things going on. You can kind of figure out which way it's going. Right now it's popping in every direction. Nobody knows what's really going to happen. And I listen to people. I say, what are your predictions? Everyone's the same thing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know what's going to happen. Here's what could happen. Here's what I think might happen. But nobody really knows what to expect next. So we got to keep an eye on it, right? We can't let go let go of the steering wheel and just hope for the best. I know a lot of people want to go through life like that. You can't do that. You got to be on top of it and you got to be. So I do my mornings very simple. I go and check in my feeds. I go on Telegram. I'll go see what's going on. I'm following about maybe 20, 30 different channels there, finding a lot of stuff that's getting posted. So I'll go there. I'll go to Gab. I'll go to Cloud Hub. I'll go to these other websites. I don't bother with Twitter. I don't bother with Facebook. I check in Facebook in the morning, 5 minutes, see what's going on there. And I'm out. There's just no point to spending time there because any of the good stuff is not going to be posted there anymore. So forget it. Move on. Good. We go on and I get a feel for what's going on in the day. And I ask the question, is there anything happening that I really need to pay special attention to today? There is. Okay. What's the thing? And I'll mark that out and that'll be the thing I'll pay attention to. Some days there's not. There's nothing I need to pay attention to. It's just, you know, things are boiling, but nothing's boiling over. So, okay, things are going on and nothing for me to pay special attention to. So I can go on with my day and I'll have a fairly normal day these days. It's not perfect. It's not like it used to be before COVID, certainly. And then I'll check in around noon, around lunchtime or so. You know, maybe I'll have lunch and I'll just, you know, pop open the phone and have a look and see if anything's bubbling up that I need to pay attention to. And I'll do that again in the evening. So sometime after dinner, I'll pop open the feeds and just have a look, 10, 15 minutes, and see if there's anything popping that I need to be paying attention to. And I don't really like this process. I don't like being, you know, attached to, all this current event stuff the way I am. But right now, I think we have to. I think we have to change our habits a little bit if we want to really understand what's going on and not be caught by surprise, which I fear a lot of people are going to be caught by surprise when a lot of this stuff starts boiling over. It starts boiling over and becomes more and more a reality and more in your face. Some people are going to be shocked and they're going to go, oh, I didn't know anything about this. How come you didn't tell me? I've been trying to tell you, right? You haven't been listening. A lot of people have been trying to tell you. A lot of people have been trying to put the word out. A lot of people have been censored. A lot of people's accounts have been shut down. So they can't get the word out anymore, right? So our job is to go find these people, even though they've been cut off the mainstream social media, go find them. They're out there. They're on other social media sites. Go find them. Keep connected with them. And what you'll do is you'll keep up with what's going on so you won't be taken by surprise. And like I said, you could be the one that your family, friends, clients, relatives, you know, pay attention to. You're the one with the information. When they don't know what's going on anymore, you can say, I know what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. I've been paying attention to this particular story or this one here. And, you know, I know what's happening. And you want to be informed. So I don't have a lot of great news, but, you know, right now things are popping everywhere. So just keep your eyes open, head up all the time and, you know, pay attention to what may or may not be coming. A lot of it is impacting us directly, although we don't like to pay attention to that. We like to say, oh, what's happening over there? But a lot of it impacts us directly. Think about this. A virus that comes from China has almost infected half of our nation. Almost half the people in our country have been infected by this virus. Is this amazing? Is that amazing to think about that? Wow. What's happening over there does impact us here. What happens over there impacts us here. And this is why we need to pay attention. So I want to tell you, do the best you can this week. Keep your head up. Keep going forward. Keep going strong because we need strong people in our society. We need leadership now more than ever, especially in times of chaos like this. The leaders, new leaders will rise to the top really quickly. you'll find that there are a lot of people in the new social media websites who you never heard of before, all of a sudden having a million followers. And it's like, who is this person? Never heard of them before. It's because there's a desire or hunger out there for a different kind of messaging and a different kind of information. So you're finding a lot of people now rising to the top that, like I said, you've never heard of before. There's opportunity in that, right? If you're a business owner, if you're a coach, if you're a trainer of any kind, there's opportunity in that. Things are shifting. So, you know, you want to be on top of the shifting sands. You don't want to be caught by them and swallowed up by them. You want to stay on top of them as much as you can. And to do that, you got to be informed. That's what I want to leave you with this week. And I'll be back. I'll come back next week. I'll give you another update and let you know what I'm running into, what I'm finding. But for right now, that's where it's at. So have a great week. If you like this video, please share it with your friends and followers. It helps me a lot. Give it a thumbs up. Really like that. And we'll talk soon. Thanks for watching.